At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival. Choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand back. Boom, boom, boom. Out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again on the Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And today we got one of my longtime guys, man. Actually, I'll put it this way. The first day that I walked in to learn MMA was invited by Jay Glazer. He wanted me to come in and work some MMA moves to help my football career. I walk in the gym, and the first person I see is Tyron Woodley, now UFC, former champion, and one of the guys I know for a long time. And we get into it, man. We get into some of his wins, some of his losses, some of the things that he's moving on to, you know, post-career possibly, and he's got a long time before he hangs this thing up, man. And one of the things he gets into is he wants to line everybody up that he's lost to, back-to-back, no training camps, and get right into it. So we get into a great conversation, and Tyron Woodley, man, let's go. Yeah, man, so what else been going on? I know you just got back in town, right?
Yeah, just got back in town. I just been bouncing around, man, I injured my rib in my last fight, so I haven't been able to train. So when I can't train, I can't just be idle. So I've been just tapping into some different business opportunities, planting some seeds, and just putting everything together.
Yeah. So one of those planting the seeds. I know you got you've been heavy into the music. You had a couple yeah. dope songs to drop.
Thank you.
And then you got a couple artists too. You signed recently, right?
Yeah. I got an artist, T-Double, and I got an artist named Andrew Kiss Crazy. they both are crazy in their own perspective. But I didn't want to carry a lot of people because I want to make sure I was able to get a time to those artists that they deserve and really put them in the right rooms and the right situations and get them in front of the right labels if that's what they want to do. One of them, I think, will probably end up being signed to a label. The other one is so independent, I think he's going to end up independent doing a kind of a distro deal. But nonetheless, I think the pie is going to be the same at the end of the day. But just doing that stuff and just to be real, man, I've been at home. Like, I think everybody has been adding and switching stuff up in their house. You know what I mean? So I've been kind of doing some little renovations and stuff like that and just chilling at the crib, for real.
So is that kind of like where you at with everything right now? Because I know, you know, I got to the point in my career, and I was always doing something where I was playing ball. Like, I had a little business here. I was doing something on the side. But, like, my last 2 years, like, when I was playing, that's when I started, like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be, like, wrapping this thing up soon. So I started to, like, venture more into doing TV. I actually started doing more TV work when I, you know, in L.A. I was, like, every time on the off season, I was right in front of the camera because I'm like, as soon as that last snap was done in Buffalo, I knew I was going right to TV. Is that kind of where you at with it?
For me, it's like this. I always plan on generating the wave, right? Whether it's through a promo or a fight, or like I just dropped a song, or I just did a movie, or I'm on a TV show, or you see me on a desk and I'm talking about a fight. It's always something to generate the wave. And after that, if you, especially when you win, I mean, you still can, you know, nowadays in our sport, if you go out there and you fight like Arturo Gatti or you know, had or somebody with a bloodbath fight, win, lose, or draw, you can hug, and you may get more props and respect for losing than you do winning. But, you know what I mean, I've always been a fighter that wanted to hit and not get hit. So the fights that I've been in, win, lose, or draw, has either been real clean knockouts for me, or it's been tactical fights, or it's been where fights where people like, damn, we know Tyra can do more, why he not doing more? But it's never been nobody just finna sit there with my ass.
It's never been like that. So fun fact, dude, I wanted to let people know, my very first time in the MMA gym, you know, when Jay Glazer had me come in, I think it was like somewhere in the mid-2000s. Was it 2007 or 8 or somewhere around there? Yeah. Because I think you were just coming on too, right, at that same time?
I was just coming on too. I just started hitting LA real heavy and training at Wild Card Boxing. I think it was like 08, 09, something like that.
Yeah, so that was my first time. So ever been, I boxed a little bit, kind of growing up. My uncles and stuff were professional boxers, and I come from DC, and that DMV area where it was a bunch of boxers and stuff, but MMA wasn't big. So, you know, Jay Glazer was like, "Yo, you should come out and try this MMA out because it'll help with your hands and balance and open your hips up and stuff like that." So I said, "Okay, cool." I walk in the gym the first time, and so Randy Couture, I think Randy was in there that day. Randy Couture was in there that day. And then you was in that day. So in my head, I was like, I didn't know, was Jay going to plan on have me scrap or spar with somebody? I'm like, yo, I got no experience. I never sparred with anybody, you know, legally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had some fights in the neighborhood, but you never. So I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on. So that was my first day ever being in the MMA gym, and I saw you in there. So that was, I think, when you started to come on.
That's
too.
Crazy. Because you know what's funny? When I went to the gym, right, because Randy was my manager at the time. Randy and Sam Spire, they were managing me at the time. And then that's how I met Jay. We became friends. And then he wanted me to come help out with the MMA athletics program, right? That was you guys. You, Clay Matthews, and freaking Mercedes Lewis, I think, the first time. And I'm like, dope, I'll slide through. But I didn't recognize that what my coach was actually saying and my manager was saying is that Jay wanted to train me too. I didn't know that. So I was doing 3 and 4.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heist. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Workouts, because I had already had my boxing workout that I would come to the gym and like I'd be ready to train you guys. But he'll had his whole workout plan for me, which was brutal. Basically over the top at certain points. So yeah, he went ham on me, and it was like, damn, not, I had to give him his respect. And I had to give him his props. And I think I was one of, not the first, but one of the fighters of my generation that really gave him the proper due and the credibility for being a legitimate trainer and have knowledge in martial arts.
Becoming a magician takes thousands of hours, right, Ashley?
Oh, I'm not a magician. I'm a design specialist at the Container Store.
But you transform closets and pantries.
Well, I turn your most frustrating spaces into ones you love.
With a magic wand?
With Elfa, our customizable, adjustable, and affordable shelving and drawer system.
The amazing Ashley, making daily frustration disappear.
Just doing my job.
Hurry, you only have until February 13th to save 20% when you purchase $500 in Elfa. Get started with your free design at the Container Store today.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Right. And so, you know, being a football player, man, I got this theory, and I've been saying this shit for about 12 years now. And now I got, you know, Lights Out Extreme Fighting, I'm doing my own thing. But so I've really been concentrated on getting former athletes, especially football players, to transition over. Like you said, we were in the gym that day. It was Mercedes Lewis, Clay Matthews, and I think Richie Incognito even came there a few times.
Big Richie.
And so, by the way, I want to fight Big Richie when he retires, man. I'm just going to put that out there. He should be coming up. I want Big Richie's ass. No, but, you know, we were in this. So I got this theory, man, where it's going to be a lot of athletes from other sports transitioning in. Like, what did you see that day, you know, like, or just being around football players in general, man, that can transition? Like, do you think that transition is easy once you pick stuff up? Because you do it, but you see us on coming from one sport into the next.
Oh, when I look at a transitional athlete coming into MMA, I think in the middle, like 155-ish, if you got somebody coming in from a boxing or striking or kickboxing weight class, I think they'll be solid in that way because more of the grapplers are in the welterweight division, you know what I mean, or the lighter weights, or the 125 wrestlers, they all built the same because those were the only sports that they have for those weights, you know what I mean? But when you start getting into the heavyweight, that's when I feel like the football players got a better opportunity because they're explosive. They can run. They're agile. They were already pretty athletic and fast. They can jump and just athleticism for whatever their body type was. That's how they made it to the NFL. So with the discipline that they had to have from that, the mindset that some athletes make contact every play. Like every single play, they make contact. So having a fear of contact may not be there. Sometimes it may. I'm not saying every football players not scared to get fucking punched in the face, but right. You know what I mean? That's one little added value that we may not think about.
No, for sure. And it's going to happen, man. I think we got a couple more guys that we're going to announce here.
Hey,
soon.
The cornerbacks are the ones that should come over to...
You know what? I say
the cornerbacks
this.
Best ones.
I said cornerbacks, and you got some safeties. Like
safeties. That's so what
like
I was
looking at. Yeah, that's right. You played. That's right.
Yeah,
strong safety.
I was a hitter.
That's right. So when you – hold on. You played strong safety. They bring you up in the box when you played?
Yeah, I was like a rover back. So I played strong safety, but I can come up and I can kind of freelance
in St. Louis,
the field.
Right?
Yeah, and I can blitz. I can do all this stuff because I read the field so well and I hit so hard. I had like 100 tackles my senior year.
So what made you kind of go from playing football? Because you wrestled. I mean, obviously you wrestled.
Yeah, I wrestled.
But were you doing both at the same time?
I was doing both, but I didn't have the real big offers collegially for football. My coaches all thought I was going to be too small, and I ended up growing into like the perfect D-back. But at that time, I just had to be smart. I couldn't get my feelings hurt because he was pushing for other athletes. I had to go out there and find another way. I said, all right, well, I'm going to turn up in this wrestling thing. Can't nobody tell me I can't do that because it's individual. My team could be garbage because I was a great athlete. I had 100 tackles, but we never made it past game one of the playoffs. What if I would have had 3 extra games? I probably got 30 more tackles.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why wouldn't I be first team All-State? Why wouldn't I get the looks I was supposed to get? You know what I mean? But I said, I can't think about that. Let me go turn up in wrestling. So I turned up in wrestling. I won a state title, placed a couple times in nationals. And I was like the top 5 overall recruit of my weight. And I started getting big offers. And that's what I took to get to college. To me, it was to get to college. But I wanted to play football
right.
For sure. That's what
because
I desired to do.
How you came up, man, it was. Yeah, I remember, you know, just reading about it and all the stuff early on, too, when you was growing up. You know, it was crazy. Super crazy, you know, when you grew up.
Yeah, I mean, Ferguson is just – I mean, it wasn't crazy to me at the time, but now I look back and you got more visual of what everybody else is doing because of Instagram and social media. But at that time, I thought it was normal to hear gunshots all the time and, you know what I mean, hear, you know, people getting into fights and stealing, drug dealing and all this other stuff. I thought it was normal, but once – we start getting a little bit of reflection from the riots and stuff like that. And everybody's basically saying, this is not right. Then I'm like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. I was just like numb to it. So
now that was my reason for playing football, man. When I was a kid, my mother didn't want me to play. And when she asked me, I said, why do you want to play football? And I said, yo, I can hurt somebody and not go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like that was my mentality because I had an anger issue from where we was growing up at in Maryland and Washington, D.C. Like it was just
they turned it up in D.C. right now.
I know. Now that's why I make because my sister.
If you want to get a free little bare knuckle sparring session, you can just walk out there and just put on the wrong shit and you be in a straight scrap.
But see, that's how – see, okay, so I was about to take a bare knuckle fight. I was actually about to sign up and do that bare knuckle fight because I was telling people that I've been in 20 of those before in my life, just, you know, in school, in the streets or whatever. And then I just never really, you know, I just, if I wasn't playing football, I 100% would have been fighting. Like, yeah. It was just a given, man. It was in me to do. But football was always like my way out. And then, and I bring this up because I remember when you finally made it, you bought your mom the crib and, you know, you took care of your family and stuff, man. I was like, that to me was more important than anything. And I was like, okay, fighting at the time wasn't paying. Even I retired. Dude, when I retired in 2012, 2013 season, I was going to take a fight like by 2015 and 16. I was already kind of training a little bit and just wanted to stay in shape. But the money wasn't there. Like, the money wasn't there like in 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Now cats are getting, the guys are getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, the money's right.
It's a couple checks out there. I mean, it ain't everybody ain't getting paid, but it's been checks out there. I touched a couple, so I can't complain, but it's a lot of people that touch way more and they got way more opportunity to get involved with big paydays. But you're right, man. I can only imagine. I heard Khabib got paid $10 million. I mean, that's the highest reported income I've ever seen. We know Conor's getting 15, 20, but they reported $10 million in somebody that's Russian right. that, I mean, he want to report probably as least as possible. You know what I mean? But right. to show that they reported that, who knows what he really walked away with after $2 million pay-per-views.
So what do you think with that, man? Because I just seen it when they were talking about Khabib being pound for pound and all this other stuff, right? And I'm not knocking him at all.
Like, John Jones is a fighter and all that.
Okay, so
there's not even a question. But he needed to get that for what he did. He kept it clean, never got into any trouble. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was square, straight by the book, and he never lost. So if his one request is to be pound for pound for one, that it's subjective anyway. It's not real. One plus one is two anyway, right? Let him have it for a week. John, I don't know why he even bothered him.
But see, that was okay. So
I told Arthur that. I said, why does John give a fuck? Why does he care? We all know right. who the best fighter is.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
Yeah, but you know what? People are always going to hate on. I get he was suspended and he got in some off, some, you know, out the cage stuff or whatever. But if we're talking strictly fighting, like, why is that really a conversation? Because to me, it ain't even a debate.
John lost 6 or 7 rounds in his life, including sparring, probably. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's a special body type. He's a special athlete. He doesn't hesitate. He can do a wide array of martial arts. He's left-handed, but he fights orthodox and he switches southpaw, and you forget that he's actually left-handed. He kicks you in the leg. If he gets you on the ground, he elbow your brains out. You know what I mean? He's not going to tap out. He's not going to quit easy. He's been in wars. You know what I mean? So he's beat the GOATs when they were the best, the Shoguns, the Machidas, the Vitor Belforts, the Rashad Evans, or Rampage Jackson. So he got like skeletons of many, many great Hall of Fame fighters. Nobody has more Hall of Fame victories than he does. Second to him is Jean St. Pierre. But so it's not even contestable, because even the way that Khabib got his belt, you know what I mean? He didn't take down Conor McGregor. He didn't take down Eddie Alvarez. He fought Al Aliquinta. You mean he never him and Tony Ferguson never did their thing and got that fight out the way. He's dope, but he ain't the best.
Right, and the reason why I think they support him so much, obviously, because of his, you know, he's super cultured. You know, he's always been super respectful to everybody else. So that's who they choose to support and want to put the stamp on him.
I would say John. This George St. Pierre, then Demetrius Johnson, then Henry Cejudo, then Amanda Nunes.
Okay, and then you'll put Khabib at like 6 or 7.
I put Khabib there. Right after Amanda Nunes.
This Valentine's Day, you know just what to get that special someone, because you know what makes them tick. Their favorite bouquet of roses and a box of roses and a scented a teddy bear. Roses and a teddy bear. Yeah, a teddy bear. So, head on over to ProFlowers.com to get fresh this Valentine's Day and get 15% off gifts for your special someone with promo code CRUSH15. That's CRUSH15 at ProFlowers.com for 15% off through February 14th on flowers, gifts, and more for Valentine's Day. See website for details.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
In my mind, Amanda Nunes is over Khabib. She be Cyborg. She be Ronda Rousey. She be Misha Tate. She be Holly Holm, didn't she?
Holly Holm, yeah. She be Holly Holm, yeah.
Randomie. Who was a champion? She beat Shevchenko twice, who's a champion, who's dominant as a champion. He's not even above Amanda Nunes in the pound for pound, let's be real. They need to give her respect, because she should be in the top three easy if she's not.
And then Khabib only, defended his belt, 2 or 3 times or something? Was
he
somebody
so
within
dominant.
The top five?
Like, he was just so dominant. That's what the way he beat people. He's just so dominant. And the only time a wrestler's going to get love if they dominate and they just got a vicious grinding pound and they just overwhelmingly put somebody into the point where they just got to give up. And that person that's giving up, we're not used to seeing them giving up. So now something magnetic all of a sudden. But
Right.
But if you do it at slower, if you do it at slower pace, less volume, and you don't put as much pressure on, people are going to boo you.
That's my thing, right? Because you had, like, the last couple of fights, and I know you got hands with that. Like, I think it wasn't Usman, because I was looking at watching the fight, and I was wondering if you hurt your hand or hurt something on you, because whenever I see you not taking certain things I know you normally would take, the first thing I started thinking is like, okay, shit, his hand or his wrist or his shoulder, because I remember we talked about it in the gym even before the fight, and I don't know if people understand or know this, because I seen you before that fight, and I know your shoulder was messed up because we talked about you having surgery, possibly. Yeah. I think we was in the gym that day, and you had either taped up, kinesio, you had something on your shoulder, and I was asking you about your shoulder. And I said, okay. And then you said you were still going to go for it and fight. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, I had both of my shoulders done, so I know what that rotator feel like. I know what that labrum feel like, because both of mine have been done. But you didn't have the surgery. So I was like, okay, cool. It must be that. So where are you at, man, physically? You know what I'm saying? Like, where do you think, where's your body at physically, man, and being able to get after it again?
I'm getting close. You know, I'm not there, but I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a rush to jump out there. I fought real quick, back to back, boom to boom. To be honest, I'm not even going to sit on an injury. None of those injuries prevented me from being victorious in my fight. Like, I walked in all my fights with injuries, but I've always said once I sign a contract, if I walk through there, then if I take the fight, I can never win or lose. I can never say none of my injuries. Like, when I knocked out Robbie, I thought I had a torn groin. You know, my foot felt broken. I said we were going to fight. I tore my labrum the first punch of the Damian Maia fight. And I still won. I still won against Kelvin Gastelum. I still won against Darren Till. So you can't pick and choose when you want to be like an injury hurt. It helps you. Sometimes it makes you dig into a different layer. Like when I hurt my shit in the fight against Darren Till, I had only thrown two elbows in my life. Remember earlier I said I elbowed Daly and I elbowed him hard, right?
Yeah.
I stopped. I didn't do it again. I'm like, oh, shit, I elbowed the shit out of him. And it was like at that time, like, I don't really dislike this dude. Like, but to elbow a motherfucker, you got to be wired a different way to elbow him.
Yeah.
I elbowed him once and Tarek Safadi one time. I had two total elbows landed in the history of my fighting. And then I messed my hand up against Till and I just flipped the switch. And I went bloodthirsty for, like, 40 elbows, like a million elbows. Like, my elbow was burning, the funny bone hit, and I just kept doing it. My hand was hurting, kept punching. So I just went to a different zone, you know, a different bubble. So it's not the injury. It's just something that didn't happen. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Something that didn't click. I trained my ass off. I have no regret in, like, actually the preparation, the training, what I did, who I brought in, you know, how much time I dedicated, my focus, what I gave energy to. I had all that shit on point. I was chopping off toxic shit, pushing everything to the side. I really only did a couple of things that made sense for me to do on the other, you know, entertainment side come in.
Yeah.
But if it's, all right, I'm going to do the Titan Games with The Rock. I got to do that. Come on now. I'm doing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd be an idiot.
Because it goes back to what we said. You gotta set yourself up too, man, because you don't know when you're going to be done. You know what I mean? So I know you got the music. I know you've done, you know, a bunch of TV. What I seen, I was watching something the other day, whether it was Hulu. I think it was that thing, the RZA.
Oh, yeah, you seen me get my ass beat on that fucking...
Dude, that was a cool... what was that movie called? It was...
Cutthroat City.
Cutthroat City, I just watched it.
But I was believable, though. You felt like I was from down New Orleans.
Yeah, from down New Orleans.
Don't do me like that, boy. Don't do me like that, boy.
Nah, that was dope, man. So, I mean, you lined up already for when you're done with the fight game. Because, you know, I mean, as everybody, Father Time won't catch up with everybody. I don't care who you are. You're going to be done at some point. So you already
don't be wishing Father Time on me because I'm still that guy.
That's what I'm saying. No. I think you got a couple more years for sure, but it really depends on what you want to do. Like, what do you want to do?
To be real, like, somebody asked me that. I'm like, if I win this, because I did play the lottery. I had all these sevens and threes happening, so I'm like, I feel lucky, right? So I said to myself, if I won this thing, what am I going to do? Am I going to stop fighting? Am I going to invest this? Am I going to go on the retreat? Am I going to say F everybody and just ball out? What am I really going to do? And I'm like, I would just definitely take the money up front. Go ahead, give me the lump sum, take the little tax shit out. Boom. then from that point, I want to fight everybody I lost to. Because I know I never lost to somebody that I was fighting 100%. So I want to fight everybody quick, too. I don't want a long drawn out. Let's just knock these out. If I'm a little bit hurt, no training camps, just straight in there. I'm done. When can we get this one? Go. Whether I'm in shape or not, I'm just going to fight. I'm not going to think about it like a training deal. I want to see for myself, if I'm at 100 and they're at 100, I want them at 100. No injuries. I want them to have a full camp, full knowledge they're fighting me. And I want them to give everything they got and try to turn my head off. And I want to see if I'm on, if I'm at 50% or more, I don't think any of them would beat me. And I would want it to prove it to myself. So that tells me that I'm still in it. You know what I mean? If yeah. I say I'm going to go out and buy a yacht and I'm just going to start my cigar line and freaking, you know what I mean? Do that, then.
Yeah.
Then that would tell me where I was at. So I'm still in it. I'm a dog anyway, so.
Well, you ain't got to tell me, man. So, hey, dude, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you go and go ahead and let you go. Man. And, I'll hit you up in a minute, man. I know you. I see you in all black in the chain over there, so I know you're about to go relax somewhere. Yeah. Crack one of those cigars open with you.
All right, my man.
All right, my dude. I appreciate all right. it, man. All Thanks.
Right,
all right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, and T. Wood, man. T. Wood is the man. He's been doing it for a long time, and got a lot of things going outside of the cage. Obviously, we've seen him on a big screen. Hell of an actor. I was just watching the other day something which was produced by The RZA. And he did a hell of a job in it, but he has a lot of fight still left in him, and just talking about where he's come from and where he's at now. And man, this has been a long time. Known that dude for almost 12 years now. So can't wait to see the rest of his career and him get back on top again. Anyway, thanks for coming on, T. Wood. I appreciate you. Thank you guys for listening to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. Keep listening to us, review us, leave some comments, leave some good reviews, man. You guys have been doing that, so I appreciate it. But next week, we'll be back with another one. So keep tuning in.
Are you ready for the big day? Not your big day, her big day, Valentine's Day. If not, you better rush to FTD.com to order early and save on a winning combination of flowers and gifts for Monday, February 14th. Bold blooms and gifts are the perfect way to celebrate the one who caught your heart, so go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15 on fresh, florist-delivered flowers when you order early. See website for details. FTD, give with meaning.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.